This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Disruptive tactics by Belarus, Russia, China, and Venezuela have failed to derail a special debate on the human rights situation in Belarus taking place at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. As Lisa Schlein reports, it was the intervention of the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Belarus that provoked a firestorm of protests.
The Special Rapporteur, Anaïs Marin, proceeded to present a searing account of the brutal use of force by security officers against journalists, passersby, women, and even children.
I have been informed of allegations of rape, electrocution, and other forms of physical and psychological torture. What is more, the perpetrators seem confident that they will not be prosecuted because of prevailing lawlessness and impunity.
Belarus's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Yuri Ambrazovich, called accusations of sexual violence, forced disappearances, and political detentions of protesters unfounded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Residents have been told to stay mostly at home for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, traditionally seen as a time for families to gather. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
And these rules and regulations will continue until the 11th of the month in another 3 weeks' time in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the country.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000. And Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. This is VOA News. European nations from Denmark to Greece have announced new restrictions on Friday to curb surging coronavirus infections in some of their largest cities, while Britain is considering a new national lockdown. Asked about the possibility of a second lockdown, National Health Minister Matt Hancock said it would be seen only as a last resort, but the government would do whatever it took to tackle the virus.
The last line of defense is full national action, and I don't want to see that, but we will do whatever is necessary to keep people safe in a very difficult pandemic.
In Spain, officials announced restrictions in Madrid, where residents will need a reason to leave their neighborhoods. The long-awaited restrictions affect around 860,000 people. The Trump administration will ban WeChat and the video sharing app TikTok from U.S. app stores starting Sunday night, a move that will block Americans from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
It's the harshest sanction yet by Washington against the popular China-based video sharing and messaging apps. Sunday marks the deadline set by President Donald Trump to ban TikTok unless the app's owner, ByteDance, completes a sale of TikTok's U.S. operations to an American company. Sources told Reuters Trump might rescind the ban if ByteDance reached a deal. The U.S. Commerce Department says ByteDance's apps pose privacy risks, worried TikTok could pass American user data to the Chinese government. China and the companies have denied using the app to spy on Americans. Racing to meet the deadline, ByteDance is in talks with Oracle and other American companies to create a new company to address U.S. security concerns.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Taiwan's military has scrambled fighter jets in response to China sending fighter aircraft over the Taiwan Strait in an unusually large show of force that coincides with a U.S. envoy holding closed-door meetings with officials in Taiwan. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In response to Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc's visit, a unit of the Chinese People's Liberation Army has held combat exercises in the region, Taiwan's defense ministry saying two bombers and 16 fighter jets crossed into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Taiwan scrambled jets in response and monitored the movements of the Chinese planes. Kroc's trip follows a visit in August by the Health Secretary Alex Azar, the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since the U.S. switched formal relations from Taiwan to China in 1979. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.